The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Glad to be sitting in today. It's 8:20 out there. As you're heading to work, slow down. Remember, yellow means stop, not rush through. We want to make sure you get there safely. So I'm talking about the best economy in a lifetime, and that's what Vice President Mike Pence has said, and that Trump is putting America first. He's seeing it firsthand, and so are many of you. And one person who is seeing it firsthand in the great state of South Carolina is our rock star Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, who I believe is in Kansas. At a Lieutenant yes. Governor's Conference. Hello, my friend. How are you today?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Well, you know, they got me up quite early here. Well, I'm doing my best.
I understand. You're doing a great job, Dad. Thanks. You're doing a great job.
So what's going on out there?
So, I was thinking about what was something that was like just mind-blowing, right, that's happened out here. And to me, last night, I got to tell you, we went to the World War I Museum and Monument here in Kansas City, Missouri. And if you haven't been here, it's an amazing, amazing museum. And so I learned a lot. But a really scary thing is when you walk into the museum, they have like a movie, and it runs like 5-10 minutes. That talks about why World War I happened. And this museum's been open for, years and years and years. Since I think they built it in like 1912, they said. Mm-hmm. And when you watch the movie, Deb, it talks about, like, why did World War I happen? Like, people always ask that question. And it said, because people got so far apart from each other, and that they started to believe that socialism would be their answer to a better life. And it was one of those things where I was listening to it going, I could almost put this on the TV right now. And it would almost be what we're talking about today. And I walked out and there were some other lieutenant governors with me. And I said, am I the only one that thinks that was like a message that was like, wow. And they said, no, it was really kind of eerie. You know, to have never seen it, to not know what you were going to expect to hear, and then walk in and see that.
Wow.
It was one of those things that it made me think about it all night. And I think it's something that, you know, we talk about a lot, being conservatives, is when you stop talking about history, like real history, and the fact that 9 million people died in that war.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was unbelievable to me. So, sorry to start on such a somber note, but it is part of history, and it was just amazing to sit and see that yesterday.
So let me ask you, I know that when you and I were having dinner a while back, you just mentioned that so many lieutenant governors across the nation are Democrat. They're not just Democrat,
yeah.
They are to the left Democrat. So when they see what they saw last night, does it not give them pause to stop and think about what could happen if we are not careful?
Well, actually, one was walking out with me because at NLGA, like you said, for people that don't know, NLGA is the combination of Republican and lieutenant governors.
And Democrat lieutenant governors. I'm sorry. So it's Republican and Democrat lieutenant governors. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And so it is, it's just, they don't say anything. Like when it becomes really obvious, it's really hard to get them to say like, wow, that's scary too. Where the rest of us, my Republican counterparts, would kind of look at each other and go, it's scary. But it is a good thing to be in the same room with them. Sometimes as hard as that is, because we do think so. It makes me realize why good people that have good conservative values really do need to run. Because you just realize how far apart we are, what we believe. We all want the same things, right? I mean, in essence, we want our children to be safe. We want our country to be safe, right? But our ideas of how to get there and what to do to get there are so different. Big government, they just want big government.
Yeah, I say that a lot. I don't know anybody who doesn't want clean water, clean air, good highways. I don't know anybody who doesn't want the good things. But as you've mentioned, how we get there is what really differentiates us. Is there a spot of good news? What are they all talking about with impeachment? That's kind of the show today.
Well, they're not. No, not one person has talked about impeachment. We're more talking about issues. And one thing I found a little amazing is during the course of it, you know, we were talking about jobs and entrepreneurs. And, that's where I started out. And how they were, a lot of them were saying, government needs to get involved. Government needs to make it easy for people to get into business. And I had to chime in, and I said, no, there are a lot of great groups. You know, the governor talks about this. Like, government can't do everything. We have a 6-foot bed and a 4-foot blanket. I know you've heard him say that 100 times. And I said, there are great organizations out there that I wish were out there 20 years ago. There are groups like WeBank. I was part of it. Unfortunately, it wasn't around when I started my business. But that is a place that young entrepreneurs that are women, because that's their focus, and every group has focus, somebody that wants to help. They will have banks there to give you a loan. They will have people there to help you fill out the paperwork. They will have people there to help you write a business plan. I mean, they are there for you every step of the way. Why would government have to do that for you when there are people doing it for you for free? But you can't make people go there. And that was my point, is that, government does not need to be big. Government needs to be realistic.
Yeah.
We have to tell people it's hard. It's not easy to start your own business. It's definitely fulfilling. But it's not always good. I think it's the one thing like they don't want to really talk about that I was bringing to light, is it's not easy and it's not always glamorous and it's not always good, you might not take a paycheck.
Yeah.
So you have to have a plan.
I had my business, that was the one thing that I thought, you know what, having to worry about my employee's paycheck, it weighed on me so much that I sold my partnership and went out on my own. Now I get
absolutely right. But the people they don't want to talk about that. They just want to say, oh, we need more entrepreneurs. We need more of this. And I was just like, no, this is not right.
It's not the way the world works, That's that generation that wants everything handed to them. That's not going to happen.
Exactly. And we need to be here. I mean, if we're going to be responsible leaders, we need to tell people the truth.
Yeah.
Like, it's not always easy. My dad used to say, nothing worthwhile will come to you easy. Like, you have to work hard. And then you'll be happy at the end. You'll see the fruit of your hard work. And I hope it's a message I give to my kids. But I think it's a realistic message that we need to tell people. Like, don't tell graduates, like, you're going to come out of college and just go be an entrepreneur. Well, sometimes you have to know a little bit about business, right?
Yeah,
and some people do it, and God bless them. God gives us all great gifts, right? Sometimes you can, like some athletes. It's like they never have to work out. They probably never have to go to a trainer, and they're just amazing at what they do. But for the normal person, you have to have real life experience. We need to tell people that. Like, and it's okay to tell people that. You can still do it in a year.
Yeah.
You can still do it in 5 years. I mean, it took me, a good almost 10 years out of school before I started QBS, where I felt like I had enough knowledge of how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
And to bear the burden of making sure I was making good decisions, because I have people counting on the decisions I make, right? My workers were counting on the decisions I made because they had to feed their family.
Well, and think about it.
About you.
Yeah, and in this new position, you have a state counting on you. So
I know.
Yeah. Lieutenant Governor Pam Evatt, I've got to run to a quick break, but let me just encourage you, even though you're out there with some of the crazies, don't give up the fight. Let them know that there's a whole nother side out here, and we want what's right and fair, and we'd like to work together instead of being pulled apart. So appreciate the good work you're doing out there. Thank you so much for calling in, and be safe, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Our Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt calling in from Kansas. She's at a Lieutenant Governor's Conference, both Republican and Democrat. And it's my understanding she has a leadership position already in the group because they just love South Carolinians with their manners, their grace, and intelligence.